From KRCB Public Radio, I'm Mark Prell with the California Update. California is getting more time to address prison overcrowding in the state. Katie Orr reports from Sacramento on the latest extension ordered Monday by three federal judges.
California now has until the end of February to comply with a court order to reduce overcrowding in its prisons. This is the third extension a federal three-judge panel has granted the state. In the meantime, it's ordered California to continue negotiating with plaintiffs in the case on a long-term solution to overcrowding. A federal judge has been appointed to mediate negotiations and report back to the panel. His next update is scheduled for mid-November. If California cannot come up with an acceptable long-term plan, the judges could allow the out-of-state transfer of about 4,000 inmates, or the judges could block any out-of-state transfers, forcing the state to release the prisoners instead. At the state capitol, I'm Katie Orr.
Covered California says the congressional funding deal doesn't change anything about the way the state's health insurance exchange is verifying applicants' income. Annie Gonzalez with California's Exchange says the national spending bill essentially calls for an audit of the marketplaces.
We welcome any strengthening of rules surrounding income verification, but we already have those verification procedures in place under the ACA, and this will just make sure that the Secretary and Inspector General will oversee those.
Gonzalez says Covered California asks applicants for their current and projected income. That information gets checked with a federal database that includes 2012 IRS and Social Security data. If there are discrepancies, Covered California will ask applicants to document their income changes. If someone winds up getting subsidies they are not entitled to, that person may be asked to pay the IRS back. Find these and other stories at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.